If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, who are we got? Hello, hello. Can you hear
me?
Hey, hello.
Hi there.
Hey. So nice.
How about that technology?
Don't you love that technology?
Absolutely.
Ron Romero, CEO and founder, and Jim Murphy. Ron, how are you?
Doing excellent.
Jim, and you?
Doing well, sir.
Good. So we have the a huge event coming to the Rialto Square Theater in downtown Joliet later this year in September. Somebody take the reins and give us the goods. What's going on?
Well, I apologize for the delay, but I had a flat tire, John.
Very funny. No one knows what that does. No one has any idea what you're referring to, except that was when Bob Surratt was going to, I was going to induct Bob Surratt into the Hall of Fame out there. And I did have a flat tire on the way out there. It was a real pain on the flat tire. And you know this, so I finally get this guy out there to change the tire. And you know, you're in luck, he says. I said, really? Why? He says, because today it's National Tip Your, I don't know what they call, Tip Your Mechanic, Your Road Mechanic Who Changes Your Tire Day, or something like that. Trying to hit me for a little extra bucks. But okay, so you had a flat tire, but now you're here. What's going on?
Well, we're here to talk about the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum's combined 2024-2025 Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's Sunday, September 14th, 5 o'clock at the beautiful, historic Rialto Square Theater, downtown Joliet. And speaking of Mr. Surratt, he will return as Master of Ceremonies.
Yes,
and indeed. Regardless of your taste in music, John, we have one epic. Are you there?
Well, I'm here, but then you dropped out.
Oh, that's hard.
For some reason.
Am I here now?
You're there now, at least temporarily speaking.
Okay.
Don't know how.
As I said, regardless of your taste in music, we have one epic show.
Run it down.
And, as you mentioned, Richard Marx.
Yes.
These are confirmed live performances.
People are going to perform at this event.
Correct. They are being inducted, and they will be performing, and they will
Fantastic.
Be accepting. And everyone involved with the museum is extremely thankful to all the performers for their incredible support of the museum and for Ron's vision to preserve the contributions to the world of music by Illinois-based artists.
Yeah.
We're very, very lucky. Richard Marx confirmed. Disturbed will be there, winding down their 25th anniversary world tour before they head off to Europe. Classic rockers Head East, Enough's Enough.
Wow.
Award-winning country artist Susie Boggess, with a special introduction from WGN Radio Steve King and Johnny Putnam, I might add.
Very nice.
Three-time Grammy-nominated Chicago blues legend Billy Branch and the Sons of the Blues, with a live tribute to the revolutionary Chicago blues musician, singer, songwriter Little Walter. If you don't know much about Little Walter, you will be educated that night.
Well, you got to do
Freddie
the blues,
Dixon
man.
Blues Band.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. The Freddie Dixon Blues Band with a live tribute to his father, Willie Dixon, plus a tribute to Howlin' Wolf and Bo Diddley. The award-winning Marshall Thompson and the original Shy Lights will be there. You know Marshall, don't you?
Yes, indeed I do. I love the Shy Lights.
He's excited to be here, and we're excited to have him. Iconic Chicagoland folk singer Bonnie Kolak and dynamic singer-songer-performer Skip Kaparis.
I know him, too. Yeah.
You do. From Major League One, Major League Two, side by side with.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. He'll be performing a live tribute to Steve Goodman along with Bonnie. We will have a very special guest and or guests, as in plural, leading the audience in singing Steve Goodman's Go Cubs Go. And the evening will also feature Columbia College Chicago's live musical dance tribute to Grease, one of the world's most successful musicals of all time, based on the book, play, and songs written by Chicago-born songwriter Jim Jacobs and the late Warren Casey. Jacobs has a musical theater scholarship at the college, and he's scheduled to appear and accept his Hall of Fame induction.
Wow.
He went to Taft High School.
Yes.
And Grease is about him.
Yes, I know. So I'm wondering, what would be the astronomical price of an evening of such entertainment?
Normally, under regular circumstances, thousands.
But
tickets for the event are on sale right now, John. $69,
$59, and $49. Amazing. Just amazing.
Available at roadtorock.org as well as rialtosquare.com and at Ticketmaster. Or if you still say Ticketron.
That has got to be the best entertainment value I've heard of in years. Truly.
Well, we tend to agree. And it helps to have all the support from all the past inductees. They're very supportive of the museum, as well as Mr. Surratt, who's a strong supporter, and so many other people from Chicago area radio and journalists will be there as well.
We're going to do more if we can stay hooked up when we come back on 720 WGN. That's where it was anyway. 720 WGN 750 with John Landecker, with Ron Romero and Jim Murphy from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum and Induction. And one of the great things about what you guys do is when you take a look back at the history of rock music in this great state of Illinois, yes, you include the artists, but you also include radio personalities, record labels, and radio stations. And the two that are being, as far as I understand it, that are being inducted this year are Q101. And an example of what I just played, Super CFL, which was Joel Sebastian doing one of their ongoing bits called the Capsule Countdown, which back in, as far as I was concerned, they were one of the greatest radio stations I ever heard. So good for them. You know?
Absolutely. And we try to include everybody on that. It's everybody that helped to make the music from Illinois relevant, to get it out there, to get it heard. Of course, the record labels this year, we're doing VJ and Delmark. The radio stations, as you mentioned, Super CFL and Q101. Radio personality, you know, only the cool kids are in that one. So Bob Stroud, Mitch Michaels will be joining you and Bob Surratt in that Hall of Fame under radio personalities. So we're excited about that. But we've got some songwriters, too. Jim Jacobs from, of course, the Jim had just mentioned here, writers of Grease,
mm-hmm.
and by the name of Tim Drummond, who late former bassist with Bob Dylan and Neil Young, he played on so much. He's one of those kind of hidden gems from Illinois that has a great input into music from here. And, then, you know, like we were talking about before, this year is going to be the first year we have so many performances, and I'm pretty sure this is probably the most Illinois artists on Rialto Square Theater stage at one time.
Yeah.
Doing it from country to metal.
Indeed. Which I think is really going to make an even more incredible evening, that there's all sorts of types of music represented. Once again, before we run out of time, we got a couple of minutes, but I want to make sure that you get back to when this is, what time it is, and how much the tickets are, and where to get them.
So it's Sunday, September 14th, the end of this year, at the Rialto Square Theater. Tickets are $49, $59, and $69, depending on where you're sitting, of course, in the theater. You can go to roadtorock.org and look under events, and you'll see not only that, but the other events that we have. And there's a link to getting tickets from Ticketmaster. You can also go directly to the Rialto Square Theater at rialtosquare.com and look through their events, and you can get tickets there as well.
Well, the Rock and Roll Museum, I mean, this is one night out of the year, but you guys have really upped the ante and are operating year-round and getting visitors literally from all sorts of international and national, from inside and outside the U.S., right?
47 countries represented in last year's tourism. And this year, tourism season's just beginning, and we're getting people. We just had a great group of guys that came from the Czech Republic, guys and gals. They come to Chicago, they rent their Harley-Davidson motorcycles, and they take the trip here out to California. They say goodbye there, and the leader welcomes a new group to California, and they do the reverse trip. So for the first time, we're the very first stop on Route 66 for that group, or the very stop for that group. But people from around the world, it's, you know, I had hoped that that was going to happen, but it's truly a surreal feeling to hear so many different languages and people from around the world.
What do you attribute that to?
Great music, I think. You know, this was,
and the word about your organization.
Well, you know, we try very hard. We're a grassroots organization, and it's really made possible with the support of, we have about 1,100 charter members from 37 states. We have, some grant writing, of course, a lot of sponsors and companies that help us out. I didn't come into this as a rich man to make this happen. I'm quite certain I'm not leaving as a rich man, but it's a labor of love, and it's going well. We've got new exhibits here now. We're working on second floor. There's a building's totally about 25,000 square feet, three stories above, and one level below, which is our education area, where we will train people not only in musical instruments. We have a recording studio, and we'll teach people sound and lighting engineering, and have people come in and talk about trademarks and copyrights and all sorts of good things.
Amazing. I mean, that's that is really quite an undertaking. I'm glad I asked, because who would know that all of that occurs under the label of the Rock and Roll Museum and Hall of Fame. I mean, that's educational, instructional, and good for the future of music. Kudos to
that's
setting
part of our mission is to acknowledge and promote the music from Illinois and help people who are coming up in music to make connections in the industry and learn their trade. And we just try to help to put it all together.
Well, you guys, I'm glad we finally made connection, and I look forward to upcoming event there Sunday, September 14th, and we'll see you there. Ron Romero, CEO, and Jim Murphy, board member from the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet.